at a recent anti-Ethiopian government rally in the city of Thurmont, Maryland. Many of the journalists and citizen journalists recording material were from the Ethiopian diaspora. Photos and videos of the protests were quickly posted on Ethiopian diaspora websites. Another part of Maryland, Silver Spring, has for years been the base for Discovery Communications, which bills itself as the world's top nonfiction media company. More recently, this suburb of Washington has become the hub of competing Ethiopian diaspora media. Ethiopian-born and American-raised Nunu Wako is preparing to tape an interview for her lifestyle show called The Nunu Wako Show on the EBS television network. Many of her shows focus on success stories in the diaspora.
Our focus is Ethiopians and Africans. We want to tell our story, our journey, the journey that we take when we're not in Ethiopia, and how, you know, we do everything that might not seem doable, but we make the impossible possible.
She says her program, like others on EBS, stays away from politics, which deeply divide her community. Some members are strong supporters of two-decade ruler Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, while others call him a dictator who suppresses freedoms. Very few Ethiopian immigrants have an impartial view.
Salam, 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 tenastling.
From a nearby studio in Silver Spring, Abebe Belu hosts his weekly Addis Dims radio show. He says he has no choice but to discuss politics.
I speak all the issues, but most of the time, the Ethiopian serious problem is Ethiopian politics. You know, if you've been in Ethiopia, you can see we have very, very young generation, majority of them. And the atmosphere, the global atmosphere for change is very, very suitable. But because of the Meles dictator government, the Ethiopians cannot do anything.
He says he would be thrown in jail if he did his radio show in Ethiopia. His show costs $75,000 per year, with much of the money coming from online donations.
It's clear for Ethiopians. All you have to do is speak the truth and tell it as it is. So that's how my style is.
Opponents of the Ethiopian government interviewed at the Thurmont protest said they loved the Addis Dims show. Well, they said shows like those broadcast on EBS appeal to supporters of Prime Minister Meles. But they said it is nice to be able to choose from more and more African media, including those being made in the diaspora, where freedom of speech and media go much further than they do at home. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Silver Spring, Maryland.